Time won't heal capitalism's crimes. Working class action can win safe homes for all. Rehouse survivors immediately, take over empty properties. Despite this AMA's promises, Grenfell survivors still languish in hotels. Only around 1 in 4 have a new permanent home. As of summer last year, the borough's Sutton estate had 159 empty council homes. A council data leak identified 1,652 empty private properties, many simply commodities to be traded on international markets. At the time, Jeremy Corbyn rightly raised requisitioning empty properties. We said yes, and that compensation should only be paid when there is a proven need, not a penny of public money should go to the bloated mega-rich and their investment companies. But a year on, nothing has happened. Why should survivors in the local community wait any longer? If the politicians won't act, the community can. The Socialist Party advocates going back to the traditions of the 1940s when working class communities organized mass occupations of luxury housing. See box below. So many knock-on effects still blight the local community. Residents of the Lancaster West Estate in the shadow of the tower have to pay rent and service charges, despite a fifth of them living in hotels due to maintenance problems months after the event. They still didn't have regular central heating, gas or even water supply. Access to the estate was very difficult, and, incredibly, urgent firework had not been carried out. Mental health services are overwhelmed, meaning many who need help for other reasons are put back on waiting lists, or have support curtailed. Disgracefully, it appears that some residents face deportation. Unwittingly, these residents have found that they haven't complied with the bureaucratic small print to extend their leave to remain.